I'm Gwen Burton, and this is the Owsley Moment, brought to you by the David Owsley Museum of Art, the Ball State School of Art, and IPR. The 1897 Tiffany Studios vase on view at the David Owsley Museum of Art is an example of Louis Comfort Tiffany's signature innovation, a new type of material called Favreel glass. Favreel glass is made by melting several sheets of colored glass to produce a new, complex color that looks iridescent. This effect reminded Tiffany of ancient glass, which often has a rainbow-like shimmering appearance because of age and decay. But he developed a process to create that effect in new objects, in an infinite number of colors and designs. The Tiffany vase at DOMA has a bulbous but elegant shape. Its brownish-green base color is interrupted by a feathery, fluid, and reflective design that appears blue, green, and yellow, and wraps around the sides. In an 1893 essay called American Art Supreme in Colored Glass, Tiffany extolled the virtues of American glass artists. They excelled, he argued, in generating colors that were so believable that people sometimes forgot they were looking at glass, and instead saw a blue sky or a green leaf. Tiffany oversaw a studio that made stained glass windows, lamps, vases, and other decorative objects that brought nature and beauty into homes, businesses, and houses of worship throughout the United States and Europe. Tiffany glass was revolutionary for its time, helping to merge the worlds of fine and decorative arts. We'd like to thank Ball State student Molly Carpenter for her research.
Find more information and listen to past moments online at indianapublicradio.org/Owsley Moment. And to learn more about the David Owsley Museum of Art, visit bsu.edu/DOMA.